Browns head coach Mike Pettine had a little bit more of a spring in his step today, a big smile on his face because the pads were finally on. You could hear this practice. As he likes to say, this is a tough sport for tough people. That was on display, and he talked about his thoughts on day three with the media.
That was a good start. It was a good start. I thought our guys were flying around. It's a lot of teams will just tag off in 11-on-11 that we're going to, or even the 9-on-9 work that we did, but we want to get in the habit of thudding. I think tackling is the hardest thing defensively. You can't simulate it in practice. I mean, you can tackle a bag or you can tackle each other and simulate it, but there's no substitute for live tackling, and for obvious reasons, you don't want to do that. So I think thud is the next closest thing where, hey, if I have an aggressive angle to a ball carrier, I'm going to go thud him up and wrap him and drive him back and let him go and let those guys finish their runs. And I think that's important. The better we can get at that in practice, I think it'll pay dividends in games. It was for the first day in pads, I thought our guys were solid. I thought they did a good job of taking care of each other. You still don't want to go to the ground. We're not going to cut block and we don't want to tackle guys to the ground. I thought we were we always preach in the meeting about being a good teammate. That is as much as you want to finish a guy. That's something you don't want to do when you're all wearing the same logo. So I think overall it was a good start to our padded work. I say that, and then my opinion might be totally different about 45 minutes from now. Well, I think it is tough sledding for that group because we don't really defensively hold back on the install. We have a certain schedule that we need to keep to, just given the inventory that we have defensively, and that makes it tough on an offense, that they're getting a lot of looks that they don't typically see, that we do some exotic things that probably very few other teams do in the league, and that really tests, stresses the protection rules. So there's going to be some pains early with the protection, but I think once they get used to it and see it, I always felt like going against what we do helps them prepare for when team, which most teams aren't going to do as much. And I'm a big fan of the ankle weight theory. I'd rather practice, be tougher physically, be tougher mentally than the game. I thought our grounds crew is outstanding. I mean, when they came in this morning to talk about it, they said there's no standing water on the field. It's not, nobody's sloshing around out there. And I didn't notice a difference between the surface from the past couple days. Yes, it's part of the program. Just have to make sure that guys have their original position mastered, or they're on their way to mastering it when they start to do some other things. But when it's 53-man roster and all of a sudden you it's game day and you only have 46 guys up, and you might only have three outside linebackers for two spots or three inside backers for two spots, you need a guy that can swing, and practice is the time to find that out, who can do what.